Om Shanti. Today little late in Shantivan also there are many people, near about 25,000 Baba's children. Somebody is coming, somebody is going. There also rush. So little bit late. And today's topic is progress in spiritual life. Is it? It is right? No? Yes. So if we want to experience progress in our spiritual life, because yesterday Baba was telling, so we must come in the rosary of 8 at least. First, not second. Not 108. Yes? For that Baba was telling, Bap Saman. And if you want to come in the rosary of 8, so at least pass with honor means there are 4 subjects. Knowledge, yoga, meditation, dharana and seva. These 4 subjects are there. In this spiritual university, those who are taking maximum marks, 100%, 80%. Once Baba said, nobody can take 100%. 1% different will be there. So at least 75%, 80% in the subject of knowledge. How to progress in the subject of knowledge? Because it is observed, it is seen, listening is not everything. We listen, we collect plenty murli points. When we listen, we note down. But listening, reading, taking notes, it is not everything. We can collect plenty information. But I have seen in my life, I am sharing my experience here, that I used to take only one murli point. Each day, new murli point I used to select. What Baba said today, new. Not same thing. In the respect of knowledge, in the murli, I used to select one point. And I used to note down. And I used to keep in my pocket. Because if I am listening, after that whole day, we are too much busy. There are many other activities we have to do. So that we cannot remember. So what to be done if I want to progress? I have to do. We have to work 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours. That we cannot avoid. But along with that we can progress. We can study very well. And which is natural and very easy without an effort. There is no extra time is necessary for that. Sometimes we say we are too much busy. We cannot give more attention on this. Okay, 10 hours, 12 hours, you work hard. Keep yourself busy in gross world, physical world. But along with that, we can do something. And it is possible. What is that I used to do? One murli point I used to keep in my pocket. When I go for breakfast, Baba has given 2 hands. This hand is feeding for the body. This hand is feeding for the self. Because it is said, healthy mind in healthy body. So we remember to take care of this body. Minimum 3 times in a day, we take care of this body. We feed. And it is necessary. Sound body is also necessary. To do physical actions. But along with that, sound mind is also necessary. So that what can be done? Sound mind, the positive thoughts are necessary. And each day early in the morning, Baba is giving. Many things we cannot remember. Select only one point. Morning when we are taking breakfast. Afternoon we are taking lunch. In the evening, day, night we take dinner. Minimum 3 times in a day. I am feeding myself. Just reminding, was Baba said this point. Even sometimes we do not have time to churn. There is no need. Just to repeat, convince yourself what Baba said today. Minimum 3 times. Morning, afternoon, in the evening. So what I am listening early in the morning, it is emerge whole day. Otherwise we listen early in the morning, afternoon, in the evening, we forget. Just like early in the morning we take breakfast. There is only one stomach. Till we require to 3 times in a day. Because body get hungry. Similarly, soul also get hungry. It requires food. So 3 times in a day minimum, if I am reminding myself today's Murli point, knowledge is emerge. Many situations will come. Adverse situations will come. Morning to evening. In profession, in laukik life, in spiritual life. In each step, there will be some adverse situations will come. Some problems will come. So knowledge, it is a weapon. So I can use it to achieve victory over that problem. It is a weapon. It is a knowledge given. I have to use it. In this situation, what I have to do, what Baba has taught to me. To apply that knowledge, not just to note down. If I am applying this knowledge, those situations are coming before me from morning to evening, I will change it. If I am listening knowledge, situation will come. And if I am not applying this knowledge, what I used to do 1 year before, after knowing this knowledge, I am doing same thing. And tomorrow also I will do same thing. It will repeat as it is. That's why Baba said today one very important point early in the morning. We must remember always in each step, the time. It is a confluence age. Where the creator himself, the teacher, he is teaching. And he is giving power, knowledge and power. If we want to change certain things, it is possible. Future is in our hand. So apply knowledge. So if I want to apply it, I must remember. I have taken notes, it is there. But it is not emerge, it is not along with me. So knowledge, information, what I am listening, it is emerge along with me. It is available whole day. I can apply it. I can use. Many situations are coming. Each step, situations are coming. And they will come. We cannot stop. We cannot change others' nature. Only we can convince ourselves. That's why Baba said today also in the Murli, talk to you. Convince yourself. To convince, as per the new knowledge, as per this spiritual knowledge which Baba is giving, it is a new knowledge. So listen it, keep in your memory. Whenever situation is coming whole day while working, if you are convincing yourself, not, this is not right, this is right. In this situation, in this circumstances, what Baba has said me? What is Baba Srimat? That I am applying. And anything happens, Baba said, I am responsible for that. Because each action you are doing as per Baba Srimat, as per His guidance. So if anything goes wrong, when we see sometimes something goes wrong, we see in present, we do not know what is future. Till Baba has given guarantee, if anything goes wrong, I am responsible. Because as per my guidance, as per my Srimad, we are doing some actions. He has taken that guarantee. So if you want to progress, then once, twice, thrice when you apply knowledge, Murli points, in our situation, we see there is a experience. Yes, when I am applying this knowledge, we see the change in my behavior, in my attitude, in my actions. We see the result. Then our faith will increase. And where there is a faith, there is a progress. Just listening, we cannot see progress in our life. Why there is no progress in our spiritual life? Because we are listening, that's all. We are not applying. Here, you have to apply the knowledge. Situations will come, different type of situations will come. Problems will come. So Baba is giving each day, give attention in knowledge, in study. It is a new knowledge. Certain things are not clear, wait. Today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, Baba will going to clarify. Even though Baba said, certain things are not clear, go and sit in Baba's room and ask, because he is our teacher. He came to teach us. It is godly version. Talk to him, ask him. He will guide you. He said, I came to guide my children, to help the children. So each step he is guiding, he is helping. So if you want to progress in this subject, so one thing is each one Murli point, each day one drop of positive thought is sufficient. Tomorrow morning, once again you will get. And you see each day Baba is giving some new points. So with this, what will happen? While listening Murli, you will have full attention. Today what Baba will give, new points. Otherwise while listening we feel, oh, same points are repeated. So when you are observing, I want to select new thing. And note down. Once again Baba said yesterday night, Tiuru Purushad, go fast. So in this subject, if you want to go fast, there is one more technique. Whatever we are taking, one Murli point, do not, we up to first point, first step is convince yourself. Second step, share with others. Suppose you are meeting, talk with others. When you are coming in dealing, communication, you have to talk, we have to meet. But whatever you are taking from Baba, share with others. Today Baba said this. How many times in a day you are repeating, you are sharing with others, you see we are making eternal sanskars. Knowledge is wealth. We carry forward. Accumulate this spiritual wealth it is. So if you want to go more, because yesterday night Baba is telling, do Tiuru Purushad, go fast. In this subject, how to go fast? Share with others. Whenever you meet somebody, we say Om Shanti and do not leave. Say Om Shanti, then sister, you see Baba said today, very good point. Share with others. So you are also repeating and we are helping others. Share, how many people in a day you are sharing? So you are accumulating, it is a wealth. Knowledge is source of income. Make eternal sanskars. Like this way we can progress. And we see, always Baba is telling, be happy and give happiness to others. How you give happiness to others? This is the way. So when you meet anybody, just to share with him, yes, today Baba said this point, you see his face. When he is listening, he feel happiness. Because you are sharing, you are giving positive things. And when you are repeating, you see yourself, you also feel happiness. Be happy and make others happy. How? Giving positive things. Otherwise, nowadays you see, when you meet others, so what they share? Nobody is having up to today positive things, all negative things. Something happened, even if you worldly news you see, somewhere something is going on, this is there, that is there. Nobody is having positive things. So only Baba's children can share positive things. So Baba said, be happy and make others happy. Even if you give food, how long you give food? How long you will help? It is a spiritual help, eternal help. And very simple. Not too many things. And at the same time, both things. I must also get benefit. Not only doing service of others. Service of self and service of others. Same time, simultaneously. Otherwise, sometimes we remember, yes, I want to do service of others. No, first I have to convince myself. First feed yourself. And whenever you meet, whole day, morning to evening, talk with others, come in communication. But spiritual relation means share. Baba said this today. When you share one Murli point, definitely he will also give you something. If you give one diamond, he will also give you another diamond. Yes? If you share positive, he will also give you, respond, positive things. So like this way, we can progress in this spiritual life. In one subject. Second, in Baba is telling, knowledge is not everything. Sometimes, it is observed. It is seen. We know knowledge. Situations are coming. Problems are coming in our life. Knowledge is there. Yes, I should not do like this way. I should not get angry. I should not think like this way. We do not like it. But there is no powerful break to control the self. So power is also equally important. Knowledge and power. Otherwise we see the whole world is nowadays collecting plenty of information from whole world. Information is there. Many things we know. But when you apply, how to apply those information? Just like the whole world is telling, what is meditation? Activate your consciousness and connect with the Supreme Consciousness. How to activate? How to activate? Whether who will share? How to activate? Yes? So if I want to go in the self-conscious, what I have to do? I have to find out, no? So if I want to know you, so I will ask only one question, brother, what is your name? So I will understand you. So if I want to know you, I have to ask minimum 2-3 questions, no? Then I know completely you. So if I want to know the self, so what I have to do? What I have to ask? Only one. Activate ourselves. Second. Yes. So how many questions I have to ask? I see. Any more? If you want to activate, it's said. The whole world is telling. What is meditation? Activate your consciousness. How to activate? How you will activate yourself and connect with the Supreme Consciousness. How to? If I want to know you, so I will ask, oh sister, what is your name? From where you came? What you are doing? Then I know about you. If I want to know about myself, so I have to ask similar question, no? So there is a system. How to activate when you sit in meditation? Ask yourself, talk to you. Be introspection. So how to talk, what to talk? There are many things. So one system. Minimum 5 questions I have to ask. So first, who is asking to whom? I am asking to you. So who will ask to whom? So there are 2 powers you must know. Otherwise the whole world is saying, science is telling, conscious and subconscious. So in the whole world education it is taught, what is concentration? Focus of mind is concentration. Only in this university it is taught. What is concentration? Where mind and intellect work together. There are 2 powers. So mind is asking, who am I? Intellect will give answer. Yes, I am so and so. So mind is asking, if I am so and so, then what is my form? Intellect will give answer. So if I am having a particular form, then what are my qualities? Innate qualities and adopted qualities are there. So I will ask, these are my values, 7 values are there. These are my qualities. One by one activate. If I am having these values, then what I am doing? Just like driver is driving the car, car is different and driver is different. So I am the soul, is sitting in the middle of forehead. If I want to see, I will use these eyeballs. If I want to talk, I use this mouth. If I want to walk, I use these legs. I am driving this car. If I am driving this car, then I came from where? Minimum 5 questions I have to ask. First, who am I? Activate. What is my form? What are my qualities? What is my function? What I am doing? And from where I came? That's always you see Baba is telling in the Murli, realize yourself as a soul. When we realize I am a sick, then only I go to a doctor. Because unless I realize, there is no change. Otherwise, each second you see, I means awareness of the body. Male, female. Body awareness is there. So if I want to do meditation, who want to do meditation? What you want to charge? Why you want to go to doctor? Doctors are not for all. Unless I realize I am sick, I never go to a doctor. He is not for me. First I realize. Why I want to do meditation? I realize I am spiritually ill. I must feel there is a need. Then question comes, what to do for that? If I am sick, then I will think which doctor I have to go. Homeopathic, allopathic, there are many doctors are there. I select, yes, this doctor is very good. Here also, if I am having spiritual illness, what is the proof I am spiritually ill? Unhappiness. If suppose somebody is having cancer patient, 1, 2, 3 years minimum, he never feel any sorrow, any pain. How you prove, you show him he is having, suffering from cancer. How you prove? Minimum 3 years, a cancer patient never realize any pain, any sorrow, anything. How you prove him, show him? The science has developed. By X-ray we can show him. See, this part is spoiled. We can show him. How we can show that I am spiritually ill? Somebody is spiritually ill. How we can show the spiritual disease? The dreams are telling what you are. When you are on the bed, eyes are closed, the dreams are coming from where? Whatever actions I have done, each action is recorded. The only one awareness is very important in this spiritual life. One awareness, if we are keeping always, it is sufficient. What is that? When I took birth in this body, up to the last breath, any action I am doing with this instrument, each action is recorded. And for each action there is a reaction. And there is no excuse of ignorance of law of action. I have to reap the fruit of it, either sorrow or happiness, because I have done it. If this one word, if I keep always in my attention, while doing any action, yes, this action is recorded. It will go into record. Be aware. I should not do this, I should not do this. This awareness is necessary. So here also, for that awareness, so power is important. Sometimes awareness is there, knowledge is there. But all are doing it. And even sometimes we also realize, I should not do this. But break is not there. I cannot control myself. Habits are so powerful. So power is also important. So here, what is meditation here? In this spiritual university, what is meditation? Only one word. Develop your concentration is meditation. Why? Why to develop concentration? To achieve perfection in your profession. If suppose you are doing any study, there also you require perfection. If you are doing any profession, any type of work, even cooking in the home, it is also a profession. There also accuracy is necessary. Neat, cleanness is necessary. If you are doing meditation, prayer, worship, anything, there also concentration is necessary. So any type of action you are doing, there self-satisfaction is important. To achieve that perfection, concentration is necessary. And in this spiritual university, what is concentration? That is meditation. What is that concentration? What is that meditation? The whole world is telling, only connect your mind. Use your mind. But in this spiritual university, Supreme Father is teaching, not only mind. There are two powers. Mind and intellect use at a time. That is concentration. Where mind and intellect work together, at a time, on one thought, there is concentration. Just like I see that brother is looking to me, he is listening to me, I feel he is fully concentrated here. But physically he is here, mentally he is here, but heart is connected somewhere else. Which heart? This heart is pumping the blood. It is there. Intellect is the heart of the soul. So while listening, he is thinking, he is reminding something, oh, I have to do this, I have to do this. Past thoughts are emerging. So intellect is not here. That's why listening, reading is not everything. After listening, understanding power is necessary. Understanding power is in intellect. So in meditation, where mind and intellect must work together. While listening also, so if physically you are here, mentally you are here, you are listening also, along with that some other thoughts are interrupting. They are coming from where? Intellect is reminding you, the past memories. So that while listening we say, yes, I have not understood. That's why it is said always, please give attention. What is attention? You are listening, you are looking. What is that? Attention is what? Intellect is not here. So intellect is absorbing. Understanding power is there. While listening, understanding power must be there. So mind and intellect must be combined. So there is full concentration. So in meditation, in this spiritual university, meditation is what? Activate yourself and connect. How to activate? So ask this question, who am I? Intellect is giving answer. Mind and intellect will come combined. Like this way, ask 5 questions minimum. Who am I? What is my form? What are my qualities? What is my function? And 5th, from where I came? Above, space. What is there? There is incorporeal world. Who is there? Go and ask. Intellect knows this knowledge. You have taken 7 days course. Use the knowledge. You remember, yes, intellect will remind you, yes, it is taught to me. Above space, what is there? Above subtle world, what is there? We know it. Activate spiritual memories. If you are not activating other memories, body related thoughts, memories, they will activate. So we have to ask. The spiritual memories will be activated. So what is there in beyond that? Go and ask, who is in corporeal world? Who is Shiv Baba? What he is? He is having 8 powers. Who will repeat? What are those 8 powers? We say he is almighty. Supreme Father. But he is having powers. What are those powers? Baba want to discriminate? He has to tolerate? No. Power to judge? Why he want to somebody? Oh, he want to tolerate? Nobody is blaming him nowadays. Nobody is disturbing. He is alone in Paramdham. Nobody will disturb. So what are the powers? It is our powers. Soul powers are different. Almighty. When you say my father, 2. There are 8 powers are necessary. It is one power. Others? Happiness and blissful and purity. He is pure. Knowledgeful. Merciful. Is it? So you must know. When you sit. So when you go to a particular market, you must know what is available there. So when you go to him, why you are going, what he is having? That you must know very well. So when you connect with him, who is he? He is always pure. And I am his child. I want to become just like my father. That's why Baba said yesterday night, Bap Saman. You want to become just like father. Do not ask, Baba, give me powers. What my father, how he is? I want to become like him because I am his child. Compare with him. Take one by one power and compare. So in English it is said there are 3 words are used. Complete meditation is what? Line clear, connection clear, and relation clear. First, line clear is necessary. If you want to communicate from here to there, from corporeal to incorporeal, line must be clear. There should not be any other interference. So go on, you are asking, who am I? Intellect is giving answer. Mind and intellect, they are traveling. From corporeal to incorporeal. It is a conscious travel. So go on, ask. So if you are 1 second, if you are leaving free your intellect, idle intellect will become devil's workshop. Some other past memories will activate. Do not leave. There must be a line clear. Go on, talk to you. So if you are gone asking yourself, mind is asking, intellect is giving answer. Both are channelized. And when you go there, connect with him. Who is he? He is having 8 powers. Compare with yourself. When you are connected to him, he is powerhouse. Just like we are sitting here, heavy sun is available. But we don't get the sun rays because we are inside the hall. If you want those sun rays, we have to leave this place and you have to go out. So we also, soul is also inside the body. Bring out, activate. So then we can catch his vibrations. Spiritual power, spiritual vibrations are necessary to catch. Otherwise, each second, we are in awareness of the body. So Baba is telling always, first be soul conscious. Activate yourself, be aware of self. So like this way, if you are doing each day, morning 15 minutes, just like a mobile, each day we have to charge.
So when you sit in meditation also, full concentration. Otherwise, mind is creating positive thoughts, no doubt. But what is the role of intellect? Intellect is reminding past memories. Other thoughts are interacting. So in this university, so what is concentration? Where mind and intellect both must work together. So initially, if you start like this way, who am I? What is my form? So mind is asking, intellect is giving answer. So mind and intellect is combined. Connect with the powerhouse. Talk to him. Who is he? What he is having? When you are connecting, at least 10-15 minutes early in the morning, in the evening once again before going bed, charge yourself. Clean yourself. Then you see the sound sleep we can take. Minimum once in a day, either morning or evening, maximum twice, morning and evening. Because when you retired, when you free from your profession, job, once again in the evening, clean yourself, charge yourself. Before starting also, early in the morning, charge yourself. To do a perfect action, a charged soul can do per neat, clean, accurate actions. So self-satisfaction will be there. Otherwise, if I am not fully charged, so my actions are not neat, clean, accurate. So with that action, I am not happy. I am not satisfied. I cannot give satisfaction to others. To achieve that perfection in our profession, any type of profession, concentration is very important. And that is meditation. And it is a spiritual exercise. With this spiritual mental fitness we can see. Physical exercise will give physical fitness. It is a mental exercise to have a mental fitness. Both things are necessary. Sound mind and sound body. Then third subject is, Baba is telling, service is also very important. So whatever we know, those who are coming in your connection, relation, convince them. Show them the proper, because the spiritual knowledge is unique, it is something new. The whole world knows I means the body. Even just you ask somebody, yes, I means I. So you must explain them sometimes, guide them, convince them why the spiritual knowledge is necessary. Because whole world is telling I means the body. There are two things, physical energy and spiritual energy. Body and soul.
That's why it is a sound mind and sound body. Both things are necessary. We have to take care of both the things. So spiritual knowledge is necessary. So we have to show them. Physical disease we can show by X-ray. Spiritual disease how we'll show? We can show them by when they are on the bed, dreams are telling what you are. Second, thoughts are telling. These thoughts are coming from where? Who is creating this? Then third, what brother was telling, action. First, inside, incognito, the dreams are telling. Why these dreams are coming? From where? It is my own action. They are emerging in the form of dreams, then in the form of thoughts, then in the form of action. When it came out, then we see, yes, somebody is getting angry. Before that, it is inside. So we can clean it, we can erase it. So power is necessary. So Baba is telling here, so convince others. If you want to progress in your life, if you want to enjoy your life, otherwise nowadays all are having material wealth, everything is there. But mental satisfaction is not there. Mental peace is not there. Otherwise material wealth, everything is there. So that spiritual knowledge is necessary. So when you come in connection with others, try to convince why the spiritual knowledge is necessary. If you want to become spiritually strong, mental health is necessary, then spiritual knowledge is necessary. Service is also important. There are many souls in the whole world. When you are traveling, when you are working in your working place, in your family, try to convince them. Service is very important. And how many souls you are serving each day, you see, you feel very light. You feel yourself very happy. Service is very important. And service share with your own experience. What I have achieved in this spiritual life, share your experience. Because experience is authority. When you are sharing with your own experience, you are telling, yes, I have experienced this. I have achieved this. The service is also important. There are many souls, Baba is telling each day, that there are many souls, they are waiting. They do not know who will guide me. So, go corner of the world, wherever you go, any corner of the world, whenever you meet, try to convince them. It is possible in abroad or difficult? In abroad, in foreign countries, it is difficult or easy? Very easy, not difficult. So when you are traveling in a plane from here to abroad, so how many people you are convincing? So there are many people in the plane. So you give knowledge to others? How many? 1, 2, 3, 4? Means it is possible. In abroad also you can. But only we see that in India, if you just sit anywhere else, in a train also, somebody will ask you, what is this? Where you are going? In abroad it is possible. In India it is possible. In abroad, I see. So you must wear each always badge. All foreigners are wearing badge, or sometimes only when you come in Madhuban. When you are coming in Madhuban, then you are wearing badge. In your home, in your profession, you all are wearing. Raise your hand. Those are wearing always. Only few, not all. Not all. It is necessary, because if you are wearing something, somebody will ask me, what is this? Then there is a chance. So I have also seen in abroad in America, when I was in airport, some unknown person came and he sat along with me and he said, what is this? What is
shining. Then I'm explaining, this is this. Then he said, yes, I also heard something about this. That's why I came to know what is this. So there is a chance to talk. Otherwise nobody will ask. All are always hurry, busy. So Baba is telling, you must wear this badge always. Or not. Sometimes. What is experience? When you come in Madhuvan, then only you have to wear. Not always. What is experience, brother? It is possible? Not. Sometimes you have to wear. Not always. When you come Madhuvan, then only you have to wear. Outside when you are playing, yes? Even if you wear in profession, if you are wearing color dress, okay. But you can wear badge, even color dress also in your office work. Dress is there, uniform is there. So you can wear there also. But if badge must be along with you. Because it's Almighty Shiv Baba has given this. It is not a symbol, just. It is a power. You are protected everywhere else. So you feel this awareness will be there. Yes, Shiv Baba is along with me. Because Baba has given this. It is not just for identification. It is a power. So Baba is saying, service also necessary. And fourth one is dharana. The brother was telling, when we can do service, when we can convince to others, if you are remembering whatever Baba is telling, if we are following, some disturbance will be there. Suddenly if you get angry, if you react, so how you can give knowledge to others? That's why it is said, teach others by your behavior. When you are traveling here and there, when you are coming in communication with others, so we can teach by our behavior. They will observe. All are observing. And particularly when you are wearing badge, when you are wearing white dress, how you maintain discipline. Because if you want to purchase anything, nobody will go and purchase as it is. They observe what you are doing. What you are talking, how you are walking, everything is, each action is observed. Then they say, yes, these people are very good. Then come, they will come close to you. And whatever you are telling, they will accept. First, faith is necessary. Then whatever you are telling, they will accept. Without faith, if you are telling something, nobody will accept. That's why it is said, it is very easy to teach others by our behavior. And nowadays, wherever you are sitting, by your vibrations are more powerful than the words. Babas, we cannot reach because different languages are there. So just vibrations will pull others, will attract others. Positive vibrations. That practice, nowadays it is very important. That's why Baba is telling, now if you want to do very fast service, positive, powerful vibrations. Whenever you see any soul, and that is number one meditation in this university. What is meditation? Simple. Whenever you see any soul, known, unknown, first thought, when you see, Baba, he is your child. Give him power of peace. Positive thought is coming. And this positive thought, positive vibrations will attract others. They will give attention on you. How to divert their attention? So create positive thoughts for all. And this is meditation. While coming, while going, while doing all the activities, known, unknown, whenever you see any soul, first create. But we cannot give thoughts. Remember Baba. Baba said, use me in each step. I am available only in this confluence age. In the whole cycle you will become alone. You have to everything from your pocket. Now use me. I am available in this confluence age. I came to help my children.
use me. How you will use him? How you will keep constant company, connection with him? So this is whenever you see any soul, known, unknown, suddenly remember, Baba, he is your child. Give him power of peace. Give him power of love. Take from him. Remember him. So we are connected to him. While doing all the connection, while doing everything, I am connected to him. It is possible. And with the his power, we can serve the whole country. That's called serve others by powerful vibration. Not only vibrations. Positive vibrations are there. We can create sometimes good thoughts, positive thoughts. But powerful, remembering him. Then we create that vibrations are more powerful. It is possible. So now, just 5 minutes, let us try. So how vibrations are working? Suppose I have taken something from you. Baba said, if you want to fly, you must be free, no? If we are not free, we cannot fly. Some karmic accounts are there, bondages are there. How to disconnect? Suppose I have taken something, I have to pay for that. So you see, when you sit in meditation, many other thoughts are coming. So why they are coming? Because somebody is remembering me. Why? Yes, I get angry on him 10 years before. I am having some karmic account. So how to settle? So Baba is telling, sit in meditation just to remember Baba and give positive vibrations. So we can do for 5 minutes? Possible? Yes?
Thank you.
it is possible, or other thoughts are coming. Mind and intellect can travel. This you have to observe, listen and practice. Otherwise, we are creating positive thoughts, other thoughts are also coming. Free intellect, free mind. So both these powers must be channelized. Okay. Yes. What? Same meditation. In meditation hall. In the evening. What is the time? I see. Midnight. Good night. Good night meditation. Not good evening meditation. So if you do meditation, you will have good night. Sound sleep. Yes, it is good. Okay, Om Shanti.